Eliezer says that the Naila that's going to tell me the drink, and also I'm going to give to her Yamalim to drink, she's the right one. But she didn't do that. First she said drink, and she filled up the cup, and she gave him the drink. And only after he finished drinking, then he said that if your camels need water, I'll draw water for them. She didn't say in one shot, she'll do both. Her saying in the name of the Chofetz Chaim that she would only say something that she could do now. But she can't do both in one shot. First she said drink. When he finished with that, then now she could another time draw the water. And she said, I'll draw the water for the camels. And the public trust that they can tell the Rebbe added to it, that's the Chalal when it says, Tadikim, Oyzim Ma'at, Oyzim Ma'at. They say, little they do, a lot. Sometimes it's a time to say, they say they can only do a little, so they say a little. But as they get involved in it, Hashem gives them extra koyfet, and they do a lot more than they initially said. So that's the meaning of a tzaddik, Kurech HaTibot, a Jewish person is very powerful. The more we use it properly, the more of a Kurech it has. And we need the Kurech HaTibot, we need the tzilas of Kali Sholem, to make sure we only use our Yidurin for the right things. Not only Dvar Matsurim is a problem, Dvar Betel is also a problem. Wasting time on things that don't have any goal. The most powerful thing we can do to our mouths is Torah, learning Torah, especially on Friday, Shabbos. The Kurech HaDiva on Friday and Shabbos is much more than the rest of the week. Avodah V'Tfila, since Chazal say a good word to people, Yikacholim, and the people that are Cholim, and these people don't even have to visit them, you call them up, take interest in them. Also, thank you.